What happens when the person meant to be your emotional anchor is physically present but emotionally absent? Jasmine Lee Corey's groundbreaking work explores this paradoxical experience, the feeling of being motherless despite having a mother. This invisible wound shapes our self-worth, relationships, and emotional landscape in profound ways. Like a tree missing essential nutrients, children of emotionally absent mothers develop specific patterns of emotional hunger and self-doubt. The experience is surprisingly common, affecting celebrities like Lady Gaga and Adele and millions of others who couldn't quite name what was missing. Perhaps you felt it too, that sense that something fundamental was unavailable in your early years, leaving you struggling with self-doubt, relationship patterns, or a vague feeling of emptiness that's hard to define. Few relationships shape us as profoundly as the one with our mother. She forms the fundamental axis of a child's emotional world, providing not just physical care, but the essential emotional nutrients that allow us to thrive. We're made of our mothers, both biologically and psychologically. What matters most isn't what mother does, but her energetic presence. When truly present while feeding her baby, her milk and heart feel unified. When emotionally absent, even physical care feels empty. While mother typically refers to the biological mother, the term encompasses anyone in this primary nurturing role. The good mother embodies multiple essential roles: mother as source, our origin and foundation of identity; mother as place of attachment, our first worldly connection, instilling I belong; mother as first responder, meeting urgent needs, building trust; mother as modulator, helping regulate emotions; mother as nurturer, providing sustenance; mother as mirror, helping children feel seen; mother as cheerleader, encouraging exploration; mother as mentor, providing calibrated guidance; mother as protector, shielding from overwhelming experiences; and mother as home base, creating a reliable foundation for refueling and comfort. A mother's responses to our basic needs communicate our importance through her touch, expressions, and choices. These interactions form messages about our worth. 10 fundamental good mother messages include: I'm glad you're here. I see you. You're special to me. I respect you. I love you. Your needs matter. I'm here for you. I'll keep you safe. You can rest in me. I delight in you. These messages are conveyed primarily through behaviors, not words. When these messages are absent, specific developmental holes form. Without feeling welcomed, a child may conclude, maybe it would be better if I weren't here. Without being seen, they feel invisible. Without feeling special or loved, children develop shame and believe they must earn love through performance. Being undermothered means receiving enough care to survive, but not enough to develop healthy self-confidence, resilience, and trust. Mothers don't need to be perfect. Research suggests they only need to be in sync with children about 30% of the time. What matters as much is the capacity to repair disconnections when they happen, building resilience in both parent and child. The absence of mother creates a three-layered hole: external, visible in undernurtured children; internal, affecting sense of self; and in self-care patterns, repeating deficits in how we treat ourselves. Babies are intensely attuned to their mother's emotional presence. The still face experiment demonstrates how quickly babies collapse when mothers become expressionless, attempting to elicit a response before withdrawing within minutes. Mothers become emotionally absent for various reasons: depression, trauma, overwhelming responsibilities, addiction, career demands, youth, exhaustion, illness, or emotional numbing from childhood pain. Children typically interpret this absence as, I don't have it to give, you ask too much, or I don't care about you. It's especially devastating when a child perceives that mother has love for others, but not for them. When mothering functions are missing, they create developmental gaps. Understanding what specifically was missing allows you to address these gaps, even decades later. Healing involves recognizing these deficits and fulfilling them through relationships, therapy, or developing your capacity for self-nurturing. Healing begins by acknowledging what was missing and recognizing your perceived defects as deficits, things you missed rather than inherent flaws. We avoid painful feelings through busyness, obsessive thinking, and shallow breathing. But as most therapeutic approaches recognize, you can't heal what you can't feel. Breaking through these self-protections connects us with both childhood feelings and grief about what we missed. Journaling provides a safe container for emotions when other support isn't available. Research confirms that expressing emotions on paper reduces stress and disease risk, while suppressing them does the opposite. Anger is essential for healing your wounded inner child, even when directing it toward your mother feels difficult. According to attachment pioneer John Bowlby, anger naturally arises when attachment needs aren't met. Healing requires deep grieving for what was missing, for the child's suffering, and for how our lives became distorted. The ultimate challenge is accepting what is, feeling the heartbreak fully, and eventually finding peace. To heal from mother wounds, we must acknowledge what was missing and find ways to connect with good mother energy. This process begins by allowing ourselves to feel the natural longing for mothering that may have been repressed. We can receive the mothering we missed through multiple relationships, partners, therapists, friends, mentors, and our own developing inner mother. The key is being able to receive this care, which may require working through feelings of unworthiness. We can build an internal sense of a good mother figure as a portable source of nurturing through memories of people who filled mothering roles and internalizing their love. Taking in good mother energy isn't purely mental. It requires letting these feelings saturate the body. Your healing journey can proceed independently of your relationship with your mother. Waiting for her understanding gives her power over your process. With emotionally unavailable mothers, minimal contact often works for those wanting to preserve family connections without harm. Internal separation may be more important than cutting contact if your mother isn't currently causing harm. Understanding mother and I are not the same is often transformative, freeing you from negative patterns of merging with her limitations. Many undermothered people become excellent parents, more sensitive and determined to provide what they missed. Healing involves rewiring the brain, transforming core beliefs and relationships. While this process takes time, the acute pain can fully resolve with proper support and self-mothering. The journey from wound to wisdom means reclaiming your birthright to feel at home in the world, worthy of love, and capable of creating nurturing connections. Understanding what was missing allows you to address these gaps even decades later through relationships, therapy, or self-nurturing. Your healing can proceed independently of your current relationship with your mother. Internal separation may be more important than cutting contact if she isn't causing harm. Recognizing that mother and I are not the same is often transformative, freeing you from negative patterns of merging with her limitations.